This week's stock market turmoil, amid fears over the health of the Chinese economy, hit the tech sector hard, sending shares in Apple down 10% at the open on Monday and wiping almost $80 billion off its value. But an extraordinary intervention by Chief Executive Tim Cook saw the share price of the world's most valuable company rebound and the company claw back much of that. I'm Ravi Mathew, the FT's technology editor, and joining me in London to discuss a rollercoaster week for Apple is Tim Bradshaw, our San Francisco correspondent. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Good to be here.
So, Tim, it was an extraordinarily rare intervention by Tim Cook. What exactly did he do this week?
So the stock price was, as you said, down 10% and had already slid, I think, something like 9% over the previous week around fears of effectively how the disruption to the Chinese stock market would affect iPhone sales in China. And so Tim Cook sent an email to CNBC Mad Money host Jim Cramer, basically saying everything's fine, nothing to worry about. July and August sales were great and very strong, and so there's nothing to see here. And that did have an almost immediate impact on the stock, which I think has already started to sort of pare back its losses a little bit, but then sort of by the end of the day it was down just a couple of percent against obviously a much wider decline on the market, and then it's up again this morning as well as we speak. So it's a very unusual intervention because it's very rare for any company to comment on a share price movement, and Apple in particular, which has had its shares of ups and downs over the last few years. And I have put many questions to them to sort of say, you know, how do you feel about your stock going down 6% or so as they did after earnings in July? And, you know, they just don't bother to comment. So this is so surprising. In fact, some people have questioned whether it may actually break SEC rules around fair disclosure because it was made, in effect, you know, selectively to one media outlet rather than published to all investors in a regulatory filing. The SEC themselves are not commenting on that. Any investigation that they did make would probably take a little while, so we won't know immediately. But it does seem unusual, although obviously it's not unusual for Apple executives to tell everyone how brilliantly they're doing in the media. So it just was an unusually precise way that he went about it.
And exactly, essentially what Tim Cook was saying is that their numbers in China were better than most people expected and that they were positive about the potential growth and they didn't see an ill wind coming and affecting Apple's market in what is ultimately for Apple one of its most important markets.
Absolutely vital. I mean, it can't be overstated how important China is to the Apple growth story. The smartphone market globally is slowing, and we've already seen that hit other big smartphone makers like Samsung and Xiaomi. But the big growth engine is China, where there's just so much growth, both in terms of the number of people that are coming online, the number of people buying their first smartphone, the deployment of 4G networks, and a middle class that can afford an iPhone. So that's at a time when the US is becoming to some extent more saturated. I think there's still a ways to go there, but it's very important. And this is not actually the first time that Cook has answered this question around China. In July's earnings, when there was some concern as to whether the sort of sequential growth rate based on comparison to the previous quarter was quite as good as some analysts had hoped. I mean, it was a pretty strong quarter, but people have got used to Apple blowing the doors off on its forecasts, and it didn't quite do that last time around. So the share price has already been wobbling since then, but Cook was asked about this China question on the conference call, and he said that effectively that only a small portion of the population owned stock, and therefore anything that happened on the stock market didn't really affect general consumer demand. So it was not something they were worried about, and they were still continuing to invest in things like expanding their retail stores. But this update that he made on Monday was much more specific. I mean, right up to Monday morning, he said that they get updates on their China performance every day, and that July and August, they continue to experience strong growth. And that's both across new iPhone sales and software sales through the App Store.
Obviously, Tim Cook was talking about Apple on its own and its own results, but it's kind of a bellwether for the rest of the tech industry. And many of the stocks and other companies are also up, which had suffered earlier in the week. Can you give us some sense of what this maybe says about the broader sector in terms of its reaction to the fluctuations in the Chinese stock market?
Yes, I mean, I think confidence in Apple leads to confidence in technology more generally, even if iPhone sales aren't directly relevant to Google searches or Facebook's newsfeed. But all of those companies' stock prices are recovering on Tuesday. And Apple, of course, is the world's most valuable company and one of, if not the most widely held stock among fund managers. And so although Mr. Cook was talking specifically specifically about iPhone sales in the months of July and August, it does help carry that broader recovery. I think what some people are wondering about in general is how far that then has a knock-on effect to the private companies in Silicon Valley, which have seen this huge race in growth in their valuations for sort of Uber and Airbnb and Dropbox, who are valued at tens of billions of dollars. And we just don't know, and because there isn't the transparency or liquidity for private companies to see how far they have been affected by this concern over China. Uber in particular is investing massively in China and is currently a long way behind its local rivals. So it's not just Apple that the China market matters for. I think possibly there's been more of a inflation in the private tech stocks than the public ones. And we've actually seen some analysts come out on Tuesday morning and upgrade their recommendation to buy Apple just off the back of it falling too far, and it's sort of trading at relatively low multiples. But it will take months to see whether if the current market fit is just an August summer craziness or something that has a more lasting impact, whether that will affect those companies' ability to go public next year at valuations that actually exceed the rather racy multiples that they've had in their private markets.
China's tentacles extend into the economy in most countries, and certainly the tech sector is not immune to that. Tim Bradshaw, thanks very much.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.